Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode. Should you just ignore your negative emotions? There are many negative emotions: hate, fear, worry, anger, and sadness, just to name a few. You might feel like never leaving the house again or taking a golf club to your partner's SUV. Obviously, some responses are more appropriate than others. You probably weren't given a lot of insight on how to handle your negative emotions effectively, but the information is likely to be more useful to you than the analytical geometry you were taught in high school. Learn more about negative emotions and what you can do about them. Recognize that negative emotions are just a warning sign, but sometimes it's just a false alarm. When you have a negative emotion, that should be a signal to assess what's happening. Are you in danger? Is someone mistreating you? Are you angry? Why? Determine the actual emotions and the cause. Many negative emotions are false alarms. It's important to put your attention on the situation. But that doesn't necessarily mean that any action has to be taken. If you have a chronic negative emotion, such as sadness, it's time to do something about it. That might include professional help. There's no reason to just ignore it. Is the emotion driven by fear? There are different causes for fear. There's the "I might fall to my death" type of fear. There is also, "What if the pretty lady rejects my offer for a date" type of fear. One is definitely worth paying attention to. The other is best to be ignored. What are the consequences? Consider the cause of your negative emotions and the consequences of your potential response. Science is quite clear on the fact that our ability to think and make decisions is degraded by strong emotions. It's easy to make a poor choice that can cause you a lot of grief. Choose carefully. Use your logic to make a final determination. Do your best to be logical in your response to negative emotions. It can be a good way to overcome the tendency to respond emotionally and instinctively. You have a lot of wisdom deep inside you. Use it to your advantage. De-stress if appropriate. If you're feeling stressed, take some steps to de-stress. Most people are too passive when faced with stress. There's a lot you can do to relax: listen to peaceful music, watch a good movie, call a friend,
get a message, take a nap, or go for a walk. Take control and de-stress yourself. Take time to respond if appropriate. If you can wait to make a decision about how to respond, do it. Once you've had a chance to think and have calmed down, then you're in a better position to make a wise choice. A lot of challenges in your past could have been avoided by waiting a few minutes, hours, or days to make a decision. Negative emotions are a benefit if used properly. They can save your life. They can force you to make positive changes in your life. They can also be a source of great discomfort. They can drive you to do and say things you shouldn't. When faced with negative emotions, stay calm and assess the situation. Use your intellect to make a wise decision. Negative emotions can be your friend. Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at ElevateLifeProject.com and please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.